Good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. This is a call about the Essential Yoga Program and how you can use our new book to enroll yoga studios and instructors on your doTERRA team using our 12 monthly workshops. This is Marty Harger, and I'm one of the four co-authors of the Essential Yoga Program. Today, we're going to take about an hour, and we're going to explain some important business building ideas with the Essential Yoga Program. We are recording today's call, so you can listen to it again later next week when we post it for everyone to enjoy. So I want to just take 1 second to explain a little bit about how we got started on this book, because I think it gives you a little background. A few years ago, as the momentum in our doTERRA team started to really take off, we found ourselves teaching and, in some cases, taking yoga classes that included doTERRA oils in some form. And at the time, only a few select instructors that we'd meet really embraced the doTERRA oils and incorporated them into their classes and their workshops. Our teammates wanted to know how they could approach yoga studio owners and instructors in their communities to incorporate doTERRA oils into their practice or their business, but they didn't really have the knowledge or a template on to know what to say and what to suggest that would be relevant to this growing market, the yoga market. So from that whole process sprang our journey into creation of this book, The Essential Yoga Program. And it's set up with a licensing agreement with doTERRA so we can use the brand names and we talk about doTERRA as a company. And also so that everyone, regardless of their yoga knowledge or experience, can effectively work with yoga studios and instructors to help them enhance the practice on all levels that the oils help us with. doTERRA's oils help us with physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, and financial health. So on our call today, I just want to outline how we're going to go through that, the call. Each of the authors is going to take a little time to explain an aspect of how to use the Essential Yoga Program to enroll new yoga studios and instructors on your doTERRA team, using this 12 monthly workshop approach. So we're going to really be talking about the business aspect of taking doTERRA oils into the yoga studio. So the first person we're going to hear from is Deidre Shaw. She's going to talk to us about getting started and getting prepared to approach the market. Number two is going to be Stephanie Smith. She'll be clarifying some ideas on approaching the actual instructors and studio owners about the Essential Yoga Program. Then number three, we'll go to Jane Bloom, who's going to walk us through the important steps required to prepare ourselves for the actual workshop. And then I'm going to wrap it up with an introduction to the business opportunity. How do you present that to owners and instructors? If you'd like more information today, I want to encourage you to watch for updates on our website, which is essentialyogaprogram.com, or go to our Facebook page called Essential Yoga Program. If you don't already have the book, you can purchase a copy of it from www.aromatools.com or myoilsbusiness.com. Aromatools.com or myoilbusiness. Sorry, that's singular, myoilbusiness.com. Both of them have the book available. It's $24.95 a copy. And there often are specials and multi-copy discounts, things like that. So if you're truly interested in this important market segment in the wellness arena, people who have a natural inclination to use essential oils, we encourage you to purchase at least one copy of the book for your library and use it to share doTERRA with the yoga world. So let's get started. Our first speaker today is Deidre Shaw, and she's going to talk with us about how to get started and prepared to bring the Essential Yoga Program into your community. I've known Deidre for the past 3 years since she became a wellness advocate with doTERRA, and I know you're going to love to hear from her today because she has such a graceful and purposeful style of communicating. Deidre is a yoga instructor, and she teaches yin yoga, which is a style of yoga that truly is accessible to all people, all different levels of physical ability, and really depending on their level of movement. It's perfectly aligned with Deidre's philosophy on the use of oils as well. She believes that they are here for all of us to enjoy and use. And Deidre incorporates these doTERRA oils into her weekly yoga classes that she teaches. And she's now starting to experiment with the use of the oils for healing touch therapy that she's studying. She has a strong team in her local area in Mesilla in Las Cruces, New Mexico, that's rapidly spreading out around the country. And she enjoys hosting weekly classes in her home, where she encourages a lot of her team members to take turns teaching about the oils and duplicating what she's built. I've always admired Deidre's ability to synthesize ideas into easy-to-understand components, and then that you can help use to teach others. This is one of the many talents Deidre has that we tap constantly when writing this book. So Deidre, are you there with us today? You're going to hit star 6 on the line. Deidre? Hello? Deidre? Are you there? I'm not sure she's there. Hang on one sec. Deidre, can you hit star 6 on the line? Or Jane, maybe you can? And if not, guys, then I'm going to suggest that maybe I have to unmute all the calls. And then we're going to have a bit of a challenge. So hang on one sec.
Marty, this is Jane.
Marty, this is Deidre.
Jane, are you there? Deidre, are you there?
Yeah, Deidre's here.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can. How are you?
Good. Sorry, I'm hitting star 6, and for some reason it's not unmuting.
Okay. Well, you got it to work, so that's terrific, and I'm glad that you're here with us. Good morning. I know one of the things that's been really fun about co-authoring the book is helping create this essentially yoga program for our teams. What's been one of the things you've really enjoyed about that, Deidre?
Well, Marty, I'm always looking for ways to make my work easier and to find ways to work smarter. And I'm that type of learner that needs to whittle down a big concept to a more bite-sized portion. So basically, I want the bottom line. So it was exciting to create a duplicatable structure with the Essential Yoga Program for members of our team and for doTERRA wellness advocates in general. And I love collaborating with others. I truly believe you come out with a more universal product or outcome when you put several minds together. So it was fun to combine all of our different experiences and perspectives to create the Essential Yoga Program.
Well, that's great. And I know what we're going to be talking about is taking some of those ideas and helping people get prepared for this. So let's talk a little bit about that. What do you think is the most important thing, Deidre, as people get started to get prepared and get ready to go approach yoga studios or instructors?
Well, the very first would be to read the book. I think the entire book is valuable. But for those who are not yoga teachers, the back section of the book will help you understand the benefits of integrating essential oils into yoga for the yoga teacher. So it basically helps you convey that idea of passive or residual income, which is huge for someone who works in a field where in order to earn an income, they have to be physically working.
That's great. So they've got a chance to really review the book. But what if you don't know anything about yoga, Deidre? Can people still use this program? Is it really important
Absolutely.
That you have to practice yoga?
No, not necessarily. But so this book has the teacher and the doTERRA wellness advocate with or without yoga experience. So it's certainly not necessary for you to have yoga experience to use this book as a wellness advocate, but Jane and I have had lots of yoga students who have actually purchased the book to use the monthly curriculum at home. And so it can be a great way for a beginner or someone intimidated by practicing for the first time in a yoga studio to get comfortable with yoga. You can look up the yoga poses that we suggest on a site like Yoga Journal to practice at home, for example. But there really is a style of yoga for everyone. So trying out a class in a studio is a great way to get a feel for what it looks like to be a yoga teacher. So if you're new to yoga and you want to try a class in a studio, you might want to look for beginner yoga, restorative yoga, yin yoga, or even physical limitations.
Deidre, and just to let you know, you're cutting out occasionally on the call, so if you're in a place where you can get a good signal on your phone a little bit, that will be super too, because that'll help. I think you mentioned something about people who are not physically able. Was there a kind of yoga that is appropriate for those folks? We missed
Absolutely.
It when you...
So something like chair... Okay. So for somebody who has some physical limitations, you could look for a chair yoga class, or restorative yoga is going to be something that's slower paced and more passive.
Okay, great. So once people purchase the Essential Yoga Program book with the idea of using it like a tool to grow and expand their business, what's the first step they need to do to get started after they've got the book in hand?
So I would start by asking your yoga friends where they take them to ask about the instructors and the atmosphere of the studio or place where they practice yoga, and just any other insights about yoga in their town. And if you don't have friends who practice yoga, you can do a simple Google search of yoga studios in your area. But also don't forget to check fitness centers, gymnastic centers, community centers, and even wellness centers for yoga classes.
So once you get the names of those studios, the wellness centers, fitness centers, community centers that have yoga, then what do we do?
Well, for those places that have websites, that's a simple thing to do. You can take the time to just create a list. And the information that you'll want to gather is the class schedule, the styles of yoga offered, teacher names, if that's available, and drop-in fees, which is the price per class. If they offer workshops, add the prices of their workshops as well. And it can be something as simple as a paper list or a list on your computer, a note on your smartphone, or even better, add it to your list in your Share Success Build Guide, which has that great section to add contacts.
Well, that's a good point, keeping track of who you can get a hold of. You know, I know sometimes there's a type of studio that people say, oh, I wouldn't go to that kind of a studio with a program with essential oils. Is there any kind of yoga we should not go to or we should avoid?
No, not necessarily, but something like Bikram style yoga. It's a more structured and scripted style of yoga. But the teachers could use suggestions from the Getting Started Simply section of the book, which is, if you have the book, it's on page 82 and 83. Lots of simple to incorporate oils into weekly classes. So the studio where Jane and I teach, we've successfully integrated essential oils into Bikram-style classes, which we call hot yoga. So, for example, we have Melaleuca in a spray bottle with water available for students to use to clean their yoga mats. And teachers in that class give a spritz of lavender or balance blend from a spray bottle during final relaxation. But also keep in mind that teachers that work with a more structured style of yoga might be excited about the idea of branching out with workshops.
That's a great point. And, you know, if you're in a community where maybe the yoga studio doesn't have any information online, is there any other way to find, like, who is teaching yoga in your area?
I think it's worth the time to call or go to places that don't have sites or a printed schedule if they have that. And those usually the pricing and sometimes teacher names. But also keep your eyes open for signs and info about yoga as you're driving. I've seen signs on side of roads, yoga available here. Also, community boards and coffee shops and bookstores.
Great. Any other kind of information that we should be gathering before we go in to actually approach the studio? Is there anything else you can think of that we should really be aware of as we're going along?
Yeah, so the concepts that we've introduced in the Essential Yoga Program obviously come from many sources and our experiences. And we often refer, as wellness advocates, we often reference the Modern Essentials book, the Healing book, and you'll see those referenced throughout the monthly curriculum. But there are many other really great books and resources that are important, that I believe are important to begin reviewing in time. And those books help us learn more about the emotional, the spiritual, the physical, the scientific benefits of the oils. And we have a wonderful reading list in the back of the book that are some of our personal favorites that we have in our libraries. And I'd encourage people to think about picking up at least one of those this summer, just to start to expand your knowledge of the emotional and spiritual benefits of oils in particular. So yoga obviously gives us a physical benefit, but many people practice yoga for the mental, the emotional, and even spiritual benefits. So learning more about this element of aromatherapy can only make these workshops more successful.
That's great, Deidre. A really great point, you know, expanding our knowledge about the oils and how we can be using them as we're moving forward. As we're getting ready now, I want to thank you, first of all, for all of your comments and ideas. And now we're going to move into how we approach the yoga instructor, the studio, in teaching a workshop. And Stephanie Smith is going to join us to do that. Stephanie, if you can go ahead and hit *6 on your line to make sure you're unmuted, that would be great. Are you there with us?
Yes, hello.
Hello, good morning. I just want to tell everybody a little bit about you. Stephanie has been an essential oil doTERRA wellness advocate for just over 2 years now. And I'm really thrilled because she moved back to my hometown from Scottsdale, Arizona. And Stephanie has brought this great ability to teach about yoga and the oils to all of us. She's been a yoga instructor for over 17 years. And she's found great purpose in her life in sharing the combination of these two healing modalities with other people. Stephanie's participating in doTERRA's Diamond Club this year, and she's been traveling around the country teaching teachers and students how to use the essential yoga program to enhance their own well-being and their essential oil businesses with great success. She really knows this aspect of our talk today, how to approach the yoga instructor in studio using the essential yoga program. And I know you'll be interested to hear how Stephanie has found her focus to be helping yoga teachers and students to dive even deeper into their own hearts and attract more abundance into their lives. She is an excellent yoga instructor, and I love how she's revitalized our yoga community in my community with the programs that she offers. So, Stephanie, how did you get involved with the Essential Yoga Program?
Well, Marty, as you mentioned, I'm a yoga teacher, and when I first started using the oils and I got introduced to doTERRA, I quickly learned that using oils in my classes was a very effective way to share them, and it really offered a unique experience for those that were receiving. And for me, it became one of the best ways to share the oils, and in fact, the Essential Yoga Program is how I have built a large part of my doTERRA team.
That's really great. You have absolutely embraced this. But, you know, some of the people on this call, or probably a lot of people on this call, like myself, are not yoga teachers or even yoga practitioners in some cases, but they are doTERRA wellness advocates who are interested to use this program to grow their team and expand it in a new way. I know there's a different philosophies that are taught in yoga. Is it necessary to have an understanding or a belief system in the philosophy taught at the studio if you're planning to approach them about the Essential Yoga Program?
That's a great question, Marty, and I'm sure that it's one that many of the wellness advocates have. And I think it's really important to be clear about it. It's not necessary to have a belief system in any yoga philosophy or even an understanding of it. And there's many different teachings and philosophies depending on which tradition or style of yoga that is practiced at the studio. And I think it's also very important to note that yoga in and of itself is not a religion. And in fact, yoga doesn't challenge or compete with any religion or belief system.
That's a great point to clarify, Stephanie. I know that you've taught essential yoga workshops in a lot of different studios around the country. Can you perhaps share with us maybe some ways that you've found have proven successful for you when approaching a new yoga studio? How have you gotten started to actually reach out and connect?
Well, Marty, I work a lot with my downline when approaching a new studio, especially when it's outside of my local area. And I found that my best resource is with people that I know. So who do you know that teaches yoga? Who practices yoga that you know? And where do they go? And it's of a great benefit to both of you to get involved with the Essential Yoga Program and even partner up and approach a studio together. I've also done plenty of cold calling in my local area since I moved back to Utah, just simply by Googling. and seeing what studios are around and what yoga is being taught where. And then I go and attend some classes at the studio or from an instructor that looks like it could be a good fit. So I always ask the question, what's in it for them, and how could this program be an asset to what they are doing in their studio or for the instructor, and then go from there.
But what if I'm not a yoga teacher or I really don't know about yoga? Is this still a program I can use? Can I still approach the studio and the instructor?
Absolutely. This program it wasn't just created for yoga instructors. In fact, we really had the wellness advocate in mind to use this as a tool to grow and expand their doTERRA business. So read the book and study its content, and then you'll find studios or teachers that you want to approach. Study their website, as Deidre was saying, the teachers, the bios, the workshops that they currently offer, and the classes that they have weekly, and then attend some of those classes and find what's a good fit for you, what instructor do you connect with. I will often find a yoga teacher first and then be introduced to the studio owner through that connection. And often I found that it's the yoga instructor that sees this program as a wonderful new tool and a source of income to add to their regimen of teaching.
That's a great point. And I think your point about getting to a class and really understanding how you connect with that instructor is a wonderful suggestion. In fact, sometimes the instructor and the owner is the same person. but have you found that approaching the instructor when you take a class has been better in your case than going to the studio owner? Is that a better approach?
Yeah, not necessarily. Remember that this is a relationship business. So I always look on the website to see who the owner is first, and then does she teach weekly classes? Sometimes you'll find that the owner is strictly a business person that runs the studio. And not always, but occasionally. And then, but then in fact, if the owner does teach weekly classes, I will always try to attend one of her classes first. And sometimes there's a connection, and other times it's through somebody else in the studio or a different yoga teacher. And so it could go either way. But I just say, pay attention to the people that you connect with and go with that.
Well, I'm hearing what you're saying about, be familiar with the studio, what's taught there, and attending classes. But what if you don't have the confidence to talk about yoga, let alone take a class, because you're intimidated with your lack of knowledge about yoga? Can you still use this using the Essential Yoga program to grow your doTERRA business if you've been doing that in a more traditional way?
Yes, Marty. In fact, the book really has everything you need. So I would really recommend doing a few of the workshops yourself on your own to get a good sense of what the program offers you, and then it will get more clear of how it could benefit a yoga practitioner or a studio and several people of different backgrounds around the globe, even physically, emotionally, and financially.
So is there any part of the book that we should be really familiar with before we go in to talk to somebody?
You mean besides all of it? No, I'm just Yeah, I really like the beginning where it talks about what the program is and why this book is specific to doTERRA essential oils and why workshopping with oils is a great idea. I also think that it's helpful to really look over the workshops and see what could be a good fit for that specific studio or instructor that you are approaching to offer as an example when you're speaking with them. And I also really like the list of simple ways. I think Deidre referenced that as well on page 81, the simple ways to introduce essential oils into your yoga class.
Well, I think that's great. Now, is there any possibility you could give us a little example of a script of what you would actually say to initiate a conversation about the essential yoga program to an instructor or a studio owner?
Sure. So, Marty, I've been attending some of your classes here at the studio, and I really like what you're doing, and I love being a part of it. I see that you offer several different workshops at your studio, and I would love the opportunity to sit down and meet with you about a unique workshop program that could possibly be of great benefit to you and your studio. Would you be interested in setting aside some time to meet with me this week?
That sounds great. That sounds great. It sounds, you know, simple and clear, reminding people that, you know, you've been attending, you like what they're doing, they've got some workshops, you've got an idea that could benefit them. Could they give you some time to talk? So, Stephanie, any other suggestions you want to offer us when approaching a yoga studio with the Essential Yoga Program?
You know, I thought Deidre gave some great tips about being prepared. It's really important to do your homework and know what kind of a studio it is, what kind of an instructor, what kind of yoga they teach. And always keep your focus on what's in it for them. I mean, we hear that again and again in doTERRA, and it's the same with this program. And do you know anyone that works there? You know, use your connections. Use the people that you know. We're all in this together. And, yeah, we help each other, especially in this business. We all need each other. So reach out.
Well, Stephanie, great info, and thank you so much for your insights today to get people prepared and successfully approaching an instructor or a studio about bringing the Essential Yoga Program into their world. And now we're going to move on to our third section of the call with Jane Bloom about how to prepare for the actual workshop. Jane, are you there with us?
Good morning.
Good morning. I just want to tell everyone a little bit about you. Jane Bloom and I met a few years ago through doTERRA, and I think if I could summarize some of Jane's many strengths, she is one of the most positive and uplifting and creative and fun people that I know. She is honestly the kind of person that brightens the room in any gathering or project, and we were all so happy to work with her. It's like a ray of sunshine to have her around working on this Essential Yoga Program with us. And I really mean that. It's really, she's got an incredible gift of brightness in her spirit that's great to bring in, and I think you'll hear about that today. Jane is a wife and a mother of three boys from Mesilla, New Mexico, and she's been using the doTERRA oils as a wellness advocate for the last 2.5 years. She's really passionate about sharing the oils in her profession as a yoga teacher of many years. She also uses them as a family therapist, which is another aspect of her profession, and as a mom. So as a family therapist, Jane has worked with emotional healing for years, and adding the doTERRA essential oils into the healing that yoga offers is another extension of how she's taken these different yet related worlds that she works in and brought them together as she travels around the country offering the essential yoga workshop. And Jane, I know your enthusiasm is contagious about our book, so tell us why you're excited to share this book as a tool to bring doTERRA essential oils to the yoga community.
Yeah, you know, for many reasons, but I think we've heard it in the sentiments of Stephanie and Deidre too, but just from my personal profession, I find there's a synergy between anyone that is excited about the oils. It provides this great tool to share in yoga. And what I found is these two points, well, really three aspects of my career were coming together, being a mom and being able to offer, you know, oils for natural healing for my family. And then seeing the profound effects, I started using oils with my clients. I work in early intervention with small children. So I started developing, you know, as we see on, you know, with our knowledge of the oils, protocols to use oils with children. And then I said, well, this would be really interesting to create this with yoga as well. And as Deidre mentioned earlier, it's such a fun collaboration. So these three things kind of created this perfect marriage of you know, effectiveness. And I was seeing more success and in deeper healing, emotional healing, not only with my clients, but then bringing it into the yoga world on the mat. And so providing these monthly workshops has provided a really different quality and excitement in the yoga class. I think all the things we're working towards in yoga and why we use the oils, things to just calm and de-stress and really activate that parasympathetic response in our body, the oils just expedite that. And I love that idea of kind of the emotional healing of oils and yoga together. And I think that is part of what this book is about as well.
Oh, absolutely. And that aspect has been so powerful for you to help bring into the book and help us weave that through, because it is a really effective way to create an emotional change using the essential oils. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. So tell us how it is that we are going to go about implementing the Essential Yoga Program. What's involved as we get started? And we're talking with Jane about how to prepare for the actual workshop. So what do we need to do to get ready and get this implemented?
Yes, once you're ready and you have that connection with someone at a studio, be it the owner or teacher, then you're ready to really embrace the heart of this book. And so at the heart of this book, we created a calendar of workshops, and they were really designed to create as much simplicity and ease, and also, just like we use the oils, choice in mind. So we really wanted to give that freedom to choose, you know, which workshop fits for your, for what teacher and what studio and the time of year. And we've really created a simplification of this go-to monthly reference guide. These are theme-based essential yoga workshops, and we have everything really broken down so you as a wellness advocate can help your teacher learn this easily. For instance, if you turn to any month in the book, you will find the same template. The oils change. We use 6 to 8 oils per workshop, mainly 6 oils per workshop. The oils will change, but the template, that pattern of how you teach a class, always stays the same. So within that, we've listed a theme for each month. We've created a workshop snapshot, and what that entails is just an overview of why we chose what oils and a yoga focus with those oils. So what we're trying to create in the purpose of the workshop to give the instructor kind of that bigger picture. We've also, you know, as instructors would like to use, have a yoga focus in sequence, and certainly that's open to interpretation to change, but we found that was a nice addition to add to the oils and the theme of the class. We also have the recommended oils you'll use for each class and even a quote that ties into the theme. And as we talked a little bit about with Deidre, these classes, the yoga focuses, have different styles and approaches. So some are vinyasa-based, from vinyasa to yin and restorative. And these are just suggestions, and of course, this might be something that an instructor would want to run with in a different direction, but the workshops and the sequencing provide a good starting place to get the ball rolling.
Great. So so that structure of the monthly workshop then really gets people started, and maybe you could just call out a couple of the highlights again about the structure. I know you mentioned that each page has that, but in the actual class it's, or the workshop itself, what are some of the key sessions?
Yeah, and this is the piece I love, because I found as I was teaching these and going out and teaching other instructors, it was feeling a little more complicated than it really is. So when we wrote this book, we wanted to really make it a simple, broken down process. So it's really looking at this guide and using it. We've broken it into really simple portions of each class, everything from checking in and what do you do during setup. We have a welcome and introduction section, and again, what oil you'll be using at that time, how you will be applying it, and the benefits listed along that column. Then we have a portion of the class that is the main body and what will be happening during that specific time with the oils, and when you take a break for the oils, again, how it's applied and where you would apply it, and then all the way, you know, through a class up to the final part of meditation and final relaxation. So everything is very neatly and easily organized and ready to implement in a systematic way.
That's great, and I know that you've mentioned yourself personally that it's been so wonderful to have kind of a very quick way to pick up a class and put it into use compared to having to create it all yourself. But there are a lot of ways that we use essential oils in the yoga studio. And Jane, what do you think are the easiest ways for someone who's new to the oils to get started with one of the 12 workshops? What's the best way to get started?
Well, Deidre mentioned this, but there's a whole section on getting started simply. And that's a nice way just to get an instructor comfortable with just adopting one or two ways of being able to integrate one oil into a class. That's something that anyone could do, offering lavender at the end of class with a little temple rub, maybe starting with an oil at the beginning of class. But as we're working with these instructors in introducing a workshop format, I think the best way to get started, what we've all found, is partnering. You want to partner with an instructor for that first or maybe second workshop once you've established a relationship with the studio. You want to give them all the tools so they can teach a successful essential yoga workshop on their own eventually. Most of the time, we found that wellness advocates can provide support, think of it as much like you would to a new wellness advocate that's ready to teach a class in their home. You're not going to just throw them out there the first time by themselves. You're going to be there leading them and helping them, you know, guiding them through that class and providing support. So once you know who is doing what, take the time to meet with the instructor to review three critical steps. So in addition to what's listed in the book, you want to take some time for three critical steps of preparation. And the first one is having a workshop preparation meeting. So there's lots of, one of the things I want to stress about preparing for this is there's more logistics. There's more going on in this class because you're not only teaching yoga, but you're layering in these oils along the way. So you want to meet with the instructor to review the choices and choose a workshop. And meet them where they're at. Like, what excites them? What oils are they drawn to? Maybe there's a class on these workshops that really speaks to their teaching style, or maybe there's a suite of oils that are together that really appeal to them. So find a, let them choose a workshop that seems appealing or one that fits their studio needs. And then you want to take some time to review. Do they have the oils on hand? You want to have extra bottles handy, so you're going to need additional bottles when applying the oils and additional supplies. So that's something you're going to want to review with them. Definitely.
Go ahead. No, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. And then logistics, like picking a date and time and the class cost. So just to mention a moment about class cost, that's really going to be dictated by the market. I know Stephanie was giving workshops in Scottsdale. That was a higher market than what we're paying in Las Cruces. But in general, what is great is with the wholesale cost of the oils, most of these classes are less than $5 per person. So you can decide the appropriate, you know, help your instructor decide the appropriate markup for these classes. Think about the class size, and also you're going to want to determine the number of helpers needed. Ideally, you want one assistant, and I'm talking about someone who's going to assist in helping apply the oils. So for example, when I teach an essential yoga workshop in my studio, Deidre and some of my other upline and several other instructors at our studio will help me apply the oils. They get to come take the workshop, but at designated times where the oils are being applied by the instructor, they will help with that. Ideally, you want one assistant to 6 to 8 students. And then lastly, you're going to decide on who is doing what marketing, and Marty's going to, you're going to talk more about that later, so I'll hold off there.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to meet with the instructor and identify the theme, get the oils ready, choose the date and time, get the helpers ready, and start the marketing. And then, so we're ready for the workshop. What do we do next?
Okay, step two. This is an important step that I really want to stress, and that is think about this as a dress rehearsal with the instructor you're working with. Just like, again, you would prepare a wellness advocate to teach a class. You want them to feel comfortable and prepared. So you're going to discuss the steps again with them on which workshop you're doing and follow along with that format. I often think of this as it's really, you're kind of choreographing this beautiful workshop. And so you want it to be kind of a seamless flow as you're, you know, moving through the workshop and stopping to apply oils. So think about, one of the things I'd like, you know, to really differentiate with the instructor is who is going to say what. And Stephanie mentioned that sample script in the book, and that is a wonderful way to really help the instructor familiarize themselves and get comfortable with what is said in each section of the class. So one of the things I like to think about as a visual is, as the wellness advocate assisting a yoga instructor, think about your role as bookending the class. So when you open up a workshop, the wellness advocate, you may be in the yoga class or the workshop, you're going to provide the beginning information, those essential pieces of who's used essential oils before, what is CPTG, and the three ways to use, and maybe a line or two about why we're using oils in yoga and the profound effect they have on a practice. So the wellness advocate is there to be in the supportive role so the teacher can do their thing. In addition, the wellness advocate would be the person that may, when you get to an oil application, that's a nice place for you to say, okay, I'll talk about the oil while you start applying and attending to your students. I'm going to talk about what oil we're using, and I'll list the benefits. Another column we have in the book is both the physical and emotional benefits are already written out, so it's really easy to have that information and resource right there.
Well, that's great. And I think that when we think about this as a special event, it needs to be treated as such. So your analogy of doing this like a dress rehearsal is so smart because it makes it successful. And if it's smooth, I also like the idea that you mentioned about, you know, opening and closing the class, letting the instructor instruct the practice, allowing you as the wellness advocate to really support that process and working together as a team. And that really sets the stage for what's to come in other forms of teaching with doTERRA as well, isn't it? So what other steps would you want to review with the instructor before you actually do the class that or the workshop that day? What would be important steps?
Mm-hmm. Well, part of that dress rehearsal, there's some other details specific to these types of workshops. And all this is listed in the beginning of the book, but you're going to want to review the check-in plans, such as you're going to have water is going to be offered and oil in the water, who's bringing the diffuser, setting that up, getting it going, and the paperwork and information you will have after a class. So when students come away from this class, it is such a profound experience. It really is. And 9 times out of 10, they want to know more information. So it's great to have a table set up post-class where people can come learn more about the oils, have enrollment kit flyers set up. You can share specials and promotions. It is a great time to make connections, to capitalize on that first and second touch with someone that you've been working with, and also have invites for maybe your next essential oil home class or the next month's workshop. So thinking ahead, you want to have those things set up. You also want to review the suggested room layout. So for ease of instructor application, when you have those oil helpers, you want to have rows. So one oil helper will have a row across, and that just helps clarify who's applying oils to whom during the class. Definitely, you know, just like you would in a regular class, understand and communicate precautions and safety measures to your class, and just make sure to take a thorough review of all the materials needed.
So Jane, is this, can I ask you a question? Is this workshop then a great introduction to the oils experience, or is it an enrolling event, one of the essential yoga workshops? How do you view it? Is it just good for, you know, giving people an experience of the oils, or can you actually look at this as an enrolling event?
That's a great question, and I would say yes to all of it. Like Stephanie mentioned, I have developed my doTERRA business developed very quickly, and I had this initial surge, and most of it stemmed from having these workshops and providing this experience. It's just a great place to offer that first touch and experience, and because it is so much more hands-on and there's this physical applying of oils, I think it moves people to action sooner.
So you need to be ready, right? Because you never know. Everybody in the class may want to enroll right after the class that day.
Yes.
So we want to have everything prepared, sounds like. So
that is very
tell us
common.
A little bit about the, tell us a little bit about the marketing aspect of the workshop. Is there anything particularly you can suggest on that?
Yeah, I mean, as we think about our regular classes, it's so important to put even more time into marketing. We put a lot of energy into facilitating a class, a workshop. Take even more time to market your class. This is very important. So things that, just to highlight a few, is you know, once you have a studio on board, you can use their website to advertise classes, get it on their calendar, flyers in the studio and around town at different coffee shops and places where people frequent is a great way to get some PR out there. Facebook, any form of social media. I mean, we have so many more ways now of marketing. And then one of our favorite ways that we market down here is we'll create small invitations. We'll take like four, we'll take a flyer and put four mini invites on one 8x10. There is something to be said about handing a person an invitation. I think it really personalizes it and it helps them to lock it in their brain. So, you know, have some invites ready at your class that you're hosting. Have invites ready to highlight and promote your next essential yoga program or workshop going on. Carry some in your purse. Hand them out to friends and people that you're encountering that would be interested in attending. And finally, announce in classes. You can have instructors announce not only an instructor you're working with, but ask them to ask their other fellow instructors to announce the workshop coming up in their classes.
Well, those are some great ideas, Jane, and I know we've got some of that highlighted in the book, but there's some other specific tools maybe that are in the book that would help an instructor be more comfortable with what to expect in their workshop. Is there anything in particular you think people should note in the book that they'll find helpful?
Yeah, and we've already mentioned these, but two I just want to highlight again is on page 25, starting on page 25, the sample script. That really gives an instructor that's new to this the feeling of the tenor of this class and how it's discussed and how the sections flow from one part to the next. Again, while all the oils will change, that format stays the same. So once they get comfortable with that format, they can run with it. So get familiar with the order and pacing of the class. Follow the simplified outlines. It's all there. We really wanted to make this as easy as possible for people to adopt and put to use. So use the guide. Use the 12-month workshops that we have broken down really simple to implement. With that, too, we have a 12-month at a glance for planning ahead, so you can take a look at all of the information, all of the workshops, and look ahead to the next month so you know what oils you need to order on your next LRP or the instructor would order. So last thing I want to say is just in my experience, the more teachers know before going into the class, the more comfortable they are in teaching. And I have done quite a few teacher trainings, and I've seen people, you know, with one time of either me in assisting them or guest instructing and then some follow-up work, they're excited. And I've seen teachers in different parts of the country that I've worked with take this and create a whole new niche in their studio and create a whole new class dynamic. I have a woman up in Albuquerque who's tripled her class size from using the oils. So it's exciting, and teachers are excited to find something new to use, and the oils provide such a creative outlet for yoga teachers.
Well, it is a great opportunity for people, and I think that we've given people a comprehensive program that they can take in with them to be, you know, really to take into their market and create something new. Is there anything else, Jane, you'd like to add before we get into talking about the business aspect?
I think we hit it all. I mean, I think we're really talking about, as a wellness advocate, partnering with an instructor. But if you have someone on your line that is a yoga teacher, don't be afraid to ask them, you know, get them, you guys could study this together, and have them start guest teaching these workshops in other studios. That's a great way to develop excitement, enrollments, and perhaps that new line you're looking for.
Great. Thank you, Jane. And so I guess I'll turn it over to you now.
Okay. Well, I'd like to take a minute to tell everyone a little bit about Miss Marty Harger. And this is kind of fun to have role reversals because most of us get to call in and hear Marty moderate. And it's nice to be able to ask some questions to Marty this time. So I wanted to ask you some important questions about the business aspect of the Essential Yoga Program. For those of you who don't know Marty Harger, she is a diamond wellness advocate who started using doTERRA essential oils in her wellness center and massage practice in 2008, her Balance Center. She is one of doTERRA's certified AromaTouch technique instructors, among many other things. And she has, I think any of us that have had the wonderful opportunity of working with Marty know and have experienced her deep passion for helping people learn how to bring natural healing practices back into their homes. So Marty is the co-author of this book, who is not a yoga instructor. And that was really important to have that balance in our collaboration. Many times Marty would stop and say, okay, but really speaking for the wellness advocate who is not a yoga teacher. So we're very grateful for her, you know, her contributions. And she also has the background of being a small business owner and really being able to speak to that as well. So as the owner of her own wellness center, she shares a common challenge that many yoga studio owners face as well, and that is how to do what you love while operating a profitable business. I think that's a question for many people, and that's where doTERRA comes into that equation. So she has found just the right solution with doTERRA, and she's eager. We look forward to hearing her experience as a yoga, as she can help other studio owners see the importance of the strong plan B, which she'll speak about with the income doTERRA offers through the Essential Yoga Program. So let me ask you, Marty, how are the business needs of a yoga studio different than other types of wellness-related businesses?
Jane, thank you for the intro. And let me just say that many wellness businesses that, like mine, are appointment-based. We see people on a one-on-one basis, okay? We see one person at a time. And we have a limited number of sessions we can fill up and sell, if you will, to generate our income. In a yoga studio, there's a similar problem, a limited number of classes, for instance, or studio space. But the difference is that the income is primarily derived from getting a great turnout at each class or workshop. So the goal is to fill up the classes, and that's why, as you mentioned with your teammate in Albuquerque, getting the Essential Yoga Program to generate additional people to come into the studio is really such a fantastic add to any business because it gives the studio exposure to more people. Some of these people will be already interested in yoga, some of them will just be interested in oils and will be new students for the studio. So this is a great way that a business needs can be addressed for the yoga studio. But a couple other things I want to mention, and that is that really yoga is becoming an increasingly competitive business. It's very, very popular, and it's important for any studio to differentiate themselves. What I've seen over the years is that even in the best of economic times, yoga is not necessarily a highly profitable business to own in cities and towns, but the owners are so dedicated and so passionate about what they do and wanting to offer that in their community. So, you know, I think we can face the fact that most of us that go into this wellness business or have a brick and mortar business somewhere, a yoga studio, we do this because we want to help people and not necessarily because we've spent a lot of time planning all the great ways we're going to earn a profit with this. So the bottom line is, I guess, yoga studios, I think, can be a tough business to maintain financially and profitably. So when we bring doTERRA essential oil and the essential yoga program into the yoga studio, we are now offering something to the owner or the instructor that doTERRA can bring that allows them that financial support to support the business they love with lasting financial strength. And that's very important, I think.
Absolutely. So are you meaning by introducing essential oils into the studio's retail center, that would be a significant way to add income to a yoga studio?
Yes, to some extent. I think, Jane, you know, as we've outlined in our program as a message to owners, it's sort of in near the back of the book on page 89, we have this section in the book where we talk about adding doTERRA to your studio. There are so many different ways that an owner can look at the doTERRA opportunity. And I know for me as a wellness center owner, first of all, I wanted the oils in my personal life. And that led me to want to use them in my professional life. I wanted my staff and my clients to start learning about them and using them as well because of the powerful therapeutic effect that they have on us. So I chose to become a wholesale member and a wellness advocate, and I'm really glad that I did. I started offering these regular educational workshops about the doTERRA oils, like we're suggesting, as monthly workshop concepts at using the Essential Yoga program. So I began offering retail, and that kind of led to enrolling clients and staff as wholesale members. But I did this in a very careful and optional way. I never, ever used high-pressure antics that you see with so many of the multi-level marketing companies. I just find that such a turnoff. But many of the clients who started their personal oils journey with a retail purchase have found such success with that that they then moved into the wellness advocate option or wholesale. So the retail became kind of the entry point into people choosing doTERRA oils as a lifestyle. And as that happened, that started to create the residual income that creates the foundation of financial strength in my wellness center that has become so critical with the ups and downs in our economy over the years.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think when you're speaking about the integrity of doTERRA, about your view of doTERRA, you've spoken about the doTERRA yoga connection in the concept of right livelihood. Would you explain that a little more?
Yes, I actually think this is a really cool thing, and it kind of gives me goosebumps when I think about it. Right livelihood is a concept that asks us to focus with a really conscious perspective on how what we do for a living does the right things in our world. And that's kind of a summary, you know, a simplified version of what that means. But here's kind of some of the key points. So what right livelihood addresses is, you know, that what we do for a living has consequences far and near about how we treat ourselves, how we treat our family, how we then treat our neighbors, our community, our state, our country, and the world. It affects us all. And we talk about this in the very beginning of the book, that we're all a part of the same web. What affects one affects all. One of the other concepts is about honesty is the best policy. Being honest with one another about what the oils do and what the business opportunity is critical. Right attitude, having a smile, having fun, being loving, being kind, being generous, being giving. And then finally, our role in society. Right livelihood is about having a business that takes an active role in creating a better society. And I think that doTERRA has done an amazing job with this. And this is why I'm so proud to be a part of this company, because they have found sustainable healing and growing practices. They're committed to quality and control and quality control testing. The Healing Hands Foundation, the company's values. You know, doTERRA's very mission is about helping us to do the right things and truly providing us with right livelihood. I always find that the company values and the mission of doTERRA are so telling. It is all about how it starts with our own action, and it ripples out favorably into the world, leading with education and service and humanity. And this is really important to me at this place in my life. It makes me really proud to be a part of building a doTERRA business because it helps so many people around the world. And it's been astounding to me to see how a direct marketing company actually gets this concept and are implementing it. So throughout the book, as you read this, you're going to see that each of us as authors have really looked at how we support that moral and ethical business model, our commitment to sustain quality and leading with education and being generous with the oils and offering service and using our own hands to heal others in the yoga studio as well as at home. So I think this is really an important concept, and I think it's one of the reasons why essential oils from doTERRA and yoga go together so well.
Yes, you can see in hearing your, just really outlining the description of the high moral standard of doTERRA, why doTERRA and yoga are such a great business match. So what would you actually say to an owner of a studio to help get their interest?
Well, there are a couple of things. I think there are really five things to keep in mind. And that is, number one, treat the owner of a studio or the instructor as a person first. Look at them just like you would anyone else. You know, what are their health needs? What is their situation? Number two, respect their time. Request an appointment. And if you ask for 15 minutes, only take 15 minutes. Be conscious. These people are busy, and they, just because they have a studio that is based on relaxation doesn't mean that they don't have a busy schedule. So number three, be prepared. Have your oils, your book, your order forms, things you're going to leave behind, maybe samples. Have the Essential Yoga Program book right with you. Number four, be conscious of the state of their business. Know who you're talking to and how long they've been around, as Deidre mentioned, and Stephanie and Jane have all woven that into their talk. You've got to do your homework for this. And if you've been involved in any other, ask them maybe if they've been involved in any other network marketing company before. You want to listen really carefully and not pounce on them or fire hose them with all your great information or look at my book and we could do this program. Take your time to build rapport and trust with people. And this is, again, how you approach them is how they're going to approach others. So you want to pass forward the right type of approach that you want in your team. And number five is explain the specific value or benefits that you're going to bring to them, that you can come and help them to teach about the oils. Give them this opportunity to create a Plan B income that we explain in the book and how to support the business they love. Because with doTERRA, as we know, if you've ever had a business before, to open doTERRA as your business, there is so little overhead. And here's the cool part. Anything you buy to use with doTERRA, you could use it on yourself. And it never goes bad. It doesn't expire. It has, really, really long shelf life. So it's a great product to bring in a retail setting as an owner because it has longevity. And then the fact that the oils do their job therapeutically to protect us, to protect the studio, to protect the right livelihood we're trying to put out into the world. You can diffuse the oils, and they'll have a beneficial effect physically and emotionally on people who come into your studio. There'll be benefit to help protect the financial health of the studio and support the very reason that your studio is in your community. So there are lots of ways, I think, through that, Jane, those five ways of how we approach people, respect their time, be prepared, be conscious about their business, and explain the benefits. These are the five key things I think we want to talk about with an owner.
Yes, for sure. So in that list, you mentioned a Plan B. And In the book, it seems to be directed more to the yoga instructors in the book. But if Plan B is really a backup plan, how would you bring that up after you've met an instructor? How would you address that?
After you have met an instructor, I think it's really important to go back and introduce I'm going to go back to how we introduce the oils to anyone. Okay, again, as I mentioned, yoga instructors are people too, and they have the same aches and pains and physical health issues and emotional health things they want to address. So start with that. But once you get past that part of the conversation with the oils, start asking them if they have other jobs. For instance, how many yoga workshops do they teach each week or classes? And if the average income, for instance, for a part-time yoga instructor is going to be tied to how many classes they teach, Think about verifying that although you know they love teaching yoga, see if they have another source of income as a backup plan if anything were to happen to them. Is there another way they can earn an income? Do they have a plan B, which is really an insurance policy, if they're no longer able to do what they love? And the same goes with the studio owner. You know, it's important for them to understand, well, what if this doesn't work out? What are you going to do then, kind of thing? And not to be a downer, but I'll tell you, you know, this was my story. I didn't imagine I'd need a plan B. I mean, I love the oils. That's why I got them to start. But I thought that I figured it out with my wellness center. And, you know, 7 years into it, I injured my shoulder to the point that I can no longer practice massage, which was my primary income. So I was very grateful to have doTERRA as a plan B, something that's well aligned with what I already love and know, natural health and healing, and to be able to use that backup income that has continued to grow and grow and grow over time as I work with my really wonderful team all over the world. Because what I'm finding is that all of us are creating this continuous residual income with our ongoing efforts to share the oils. And that residual income is plan B. That is what your plan B is, a backup plan to whatever you're doing as your primary income. Do you have a plan B that can support you if something changes?
Great point. I know I talk to so many yoga teachers and know a lot of teachers that really live kind of paycheck to paycheck. And you have to work hard to earn your income. And so to have that residual income is such a gift and such a gift to your financial security. So I want to switch gears with you for just a moment. Can you talk a little bit about, I think we know yoga is becoming so popular, lots of studios are popping up. So what if there are several yoga studios in one town? Don't you think they'd see this program as competition if you took the program to one of their competitors? How would you handle that?
You know, that's actually a great question, Jane, because people ask me that all the time. But it's actually kind of funny to me because if you look at what is similar and different about every yoga studio, you know, really if we ask ourselves the question, you know, don't most yoga studios offer, for instance, a vinyasa flow workshop or a restorative yoga workshop? What about introduction to yoga workshops on occasion? You know, these are all the same concept that's taught in a class or a workshop in every studio in the community. But aren't they really then all in competition with each other? And in a way, yes, they are. But the fundamentals of most yoga programs and practices are going to be found in every single studio. Or there's something unique about every studio, the feeling about it, the teachers that draw people from one place to another. And I know this as a wellness center owner offering therapeutic massage. We have the same situation where everybody is offering therapeutic massage, but people are drawn to one location or another. Our goal with the Essential Yoga Program, as you know, Jane, is to become a monthly workshop at every yoga studio where that whole symbiotic relationship of doTERRA oils and yoga can be introduced and explored and experienced together. We really want to see this offered in every studio in the nation as a fundamental kind of a way to combine the beautiful therapeutic power of the oils with the practice of yoga. So when we bring this to each studio, it gives us a wonderful opportunity to do the right thing at every studio, which is to focus on the customer, or the practitioner that we call them, or the student, and help them to explore their whole path to wellness and personal growth that they're going to find with all the things a yoga studio can bring them when they're on the mat. And the Essential Yoga Program is a piece of that. So I think it's a really beneficial thing to offer in every studio.
Yeah, and I really hear you speaking to the heart of doTERRA is it's a relationship business. So in your experience being a business owner, what do you think will make this relationship with the yoga studio truly successful?
Well, I think it goes back to the initial education and really the first 2 weeks to 4 weeks of their enrollment. How active are you as the wellness advocate who enrolled them in educating them and training them and helping them learn? That's really, really critical, how you launch their relationship. And identifying dates for your essential yoga workshops and topics to immediately start teaching regular essential oil workshops in the studio. You don't have to just do the programs we've offered. We're really encouraging you in the book to offer ongoing education at the studio and reinforce the good decision that studio owners made to bring doTERRA into their studio. Capitalize on that excitement and that enthusiasm. So set a date for regular workshops, for the essential yoga workshops. Set dates to rehearse, create the flyers, get that marketing underway. We've got that checklist in the back you can follow in the book that's really terrific. And we provided your costs so you can make sure that this is a that your costs are covered. I just want to add one more thing, though, that I think is kind of neat about making this relationship successful. You know, sometimes we get stuck on thinking that we only can practice yoga in this little building or studio. And I really want you to take a look at some fun ideas we've suggested in the section called Take Yoga to Town. This is where you can take things out of the box a little bit, go out into your local community, maybe offer some free community yoga classes, incorporate the oils. It's a fun way to experience or to provide an experience for people in your community outside the confines of just a studio that in some cases can be intimidating to people. So when we make it easy and readily accessible, people get quite excited to try the oils with yoga.
Absolutely. Many ways. So one last question that I have. So as a wellness advocate, if that person is needing more support on talking to an instructor or studio owner, where might they turn to or speak to?
Well, there are actually a couple of different ideas on that, Jane. And one of them is, you know, I think it's really, really important to take a look at the fact that if you don't know who to talk to, go take another yoga class. It's good for you. It's good for your body and all aspects of you. And a great way to get to know some of the instructors better. Talk to whoever introduced you to doTERRA and your upline team, because most all of us have had some experience with working with yoga studios. Get a copy of the Essential Yoga Program. Get a copy to loan out. I mean, I know people that used to loan out the Modern Essential book with the family physician kit. You could take a loaner copy of the Essential Yoga Program and a family physician kit or an aroma touch kit and loan that out to an instructor and see what they think overnight. Have them flip through it and play with the oils a little. Take a look at the testimonials we have in this book. We've got some great comments from people who've taught these programs around the country. Go into our Facebook page, Essential Yoga Program, post a question. We'd be happy to answer that. Or like us on Facebook, you know, and we have all kinds of ideas and tips that are coming across each week on that page. And there are many, many resources available to you, but it's really up to you. If you do the preparation we've suggested today, we've covered a lot of material on this call, and you can listen to this again. We're going to post it next week. So you can listen to it, stop, start, fast forward, listen to the parts you want. But, you know, have your book in hand. You want to do the preparation, bring your book with you, the Essential Yoga Program, open up a few bottles of the oil, and you're going to have everything you need to be successful introducing doTERRA to the yoga community. It really is easier than you may think. Just do your homework and bring your oils and go in and ask the question.
Absolutely. Well, is there anything else you wanted to add, Marty, before we close today?
Jane, just a couple of last comments in general for everybody. I first of all want to thank you for hanging in with us a little longer than an hour, but we had a lot of material to cover. And as co-authors on the Essential Yoga Program, we really want some feedback on your business questions out there. So what do you need to know? What can we help you with? If you can go to the Essential Yoga Program Facebook page, that's a great place to post your questions. And over time, we're going to keep adding things to our website. We do hope that on the website is called EssentialYogaProgram.com. We hope that you'll be able to go there and be able to listen to this recording again if you'd like. But please do ask us questions, and we're going to try to get prompt responses to you. We're trying to get more feedback from the public out there. And we're going to be getting together soon, announcing some plans. Some of the Jane and Deidre and Stephanie will be offering some teacher training programs, so watch for details on that. If you're coming to the doTERRA convention this year, please make sure you sign up for the Essential Yoga Program, 6 a.m., on Friday morning of convention. We're going to be having this really cool, like a flash mob of Essential Yoga Program. It's going to be really fun. We'll all be there to teach the class, so it'll be excellent. And I want to thank Deidre and Stephanie and Jane, all of you, for your great ideas and feedback today. And importantly, for me to thank you for creating and bringing this Essential Yoga Program to the world. This is a very exciting time for everyone with doTERRA on all levels. And I am so grateful for your friendship and your laughter and this journey we're on together. And so grateful to doTERRA for bringing each of us together and bringing you into my life. I want to thank everybody for joining us today for our panel discussion on bringing doTERRA to the yoga community in your area using the Essential Yoga Program. We deeply appreciate your support, all of us. So from Deidre and Stephanie and Jane and Marty, I want to thank you for being with us this morning. I want to wish you to have a great day. Namaste, everyone. Have a wonderful weekend.
Namaste.
Bye.
Namaste.
Bye. Thank you.